You're listening to Confidently She, a lifestyle and mindset podcast for women of faith, hosted by copywriter and body confidence coach, Rebecca Biggie. Get ready to question the beliefs that are making you question your self-worth and become Confidently She. So I did a boudoir photo shoot recently, and the biggest reason I decided to do it was because that was honestly the part of planning my wedding that I was the most excited about. And that kind of gives you a little glimpse into the relationship itself and like kind of why I didn't go through with it. It's because I wasn't excited and I knew that it just wasn't a fit for me. I knew it wasn't what God had planned for my life. But just because I wasn't going to get married didn't mean that that idea of doing a boudoir photo shoot had gone away. Because obviously I talk a lot about body image and being confident. And if you can confidently do a photo shoot like that, it's a way to measure your progress in how comfortable you really are in your body. Because while the pictures are just of me, there were other people there, right? Like there was the photographer, Rachel, was there, and the makeup artist was there as well. And yes, they're both women, but I was walking around in my underwear, guys, like, you know, so there was still a few times where I was conscious of my body. And I had a realization the other day that there's a big difference between self-consciousness and self-criticism. And I think we intertwine these a lot. It seems like we think of them as the same thing, but they're really not. And I didn't struggle so much with being self-critical, but in the past, I struggled immensely with being self-conscious. And so what is self-criticism? Self-criticism is explicitly saying this part about me is bad. And okay, well, and being honest, like obviously I was critical of myself too, but the main thing was this self-consciousness. So anyway, self-criticism is like, my legs are too fat, like they're gross. I don't want to wear shorts because my legs are gross and I want to hide them, or I hate this part about my body, it's ugly. You know, obviously that's examples of self-criticism. But self-consciousness is almost worse because you don't realize that it is obviously taking up energy and it's obviously a negative thing. Like, you can tell that criticizing yourself is bad, right? But just being conscious of your body all the time can be equally as negative and harmful for your confidence. So what does self-consciousness mean? It means you're always thinking about what your body looks like. Maybe you think that it looks good, maybe you think that it looks bad, but you're still conscious of it. Even if you are, you know, a little bit conceited and you're like, oh, I look so good, and then you're just focused on making sure and maintaining the fact that you look good, that's where that other end of the spectrum comes in, where you're so afraid to lose the beauty that you have. You're afraid to lose the body that you have. You're afraid that if anything changes, your self-worth and your identity is going to change. And then who are you if you're not the skinny, pretty, fit girl who gets all these compliments from people? That's the biggest danger. That's the danger that I am trying to protect you from. If you're feeling that way, because whether you are beautiful or whether people say you're beautiful or they say you're ugly, like, it's still an identity that you are wrapping yourself in. You can wrap yourself in the beautiful identity, but when that changes, you're still going to be as crushed as the person who like believes they're ugly, because you'll be like, oh, I had this and now I lost it and now it's terrible. And then you'll be wishing that you had it back. You'll be trying to get it back, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm talking about, right? So it's that self-consciousness that's really going to kill your confidence. And when I did this photo shoot, I was so free from even self-consciousness. The only times that I was thinking about my body or worried about it, it wasn't really criticisms. It was just being conscious and a little worried about, like, oh, what is it going to look like? Oh, what is that going to be? But it was a fleeting moment. Like, it didn't wrap up in the whole photo shoot. So I will share a few things that I didn't do before the photo shoot to allow this to capture my body the way God created it, the way that it was, without changing it, without controlling the way that it would look in the pictures. This is what I didn't do, because I think a lot of times we're like, oh, what did you do to be more confident? Sometimes a lot of the things that I do to improve my confidence is not doing the things I feel obligated to do. For example, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know that body hair is like a struggle for me. I have very, very thick, very dark body hair. And that means when I shave my legs, I have to wait for it to grow back quite a bit before shaving again, because otherwise I get like ingrown hairs and it's really painful. And I have made the decision that I will not do that to my body, even if I want my legs to be smooth, because I feel like that's how they should look. Right? I'm respecting what my body needs and putting that above the expectations of how people think women's legs should look. Let that sink in for a minute. That's something you can practice. Like, what does your body need versus the expectations and pressures from people on how you should look? Something to consider. So, I had shaved my legs a few days before this photo shoot, and so the morning of, I was taking a shower, and I was looking at my leg hair, and I was like, well, it's really not long enough to shave again, but it's definitely noticeable, like, it's definitely there. I didn't shave my legs, because I knew that it would irritate my skin, that I might get, like, ingrown hairs, and it would be painful, so I didn't. And in the pictures, you can't even really tell that I have hair on my legs. Even though I have dark hair, like, you couldn't even tell. So that's one thing that it's like, we tell ourselves that everybody's going to notice if I don't do this thing. Like, if I don't do XYZ, everybody's going to notice. People are going to think I'm gross. The pictures aren't going to turn out right. And the fact of the matter is, you really can't tell, and nobody cares anyway. The only person who is obsessing about your body is you. So just stop it. And then nobody else is going to obsess over it, right? Like, that is the truth that I have discovered. That has been my experience. If you have experienced other things, please email me and let's talk about it. But that has been my experience. So I didn't shave my legs. The other thing I didn't do was get a spray tan. So this photo shoot happened in April in Minnesota. However, we had a very long winter, and the sun did not really come out until this past week, and I'm recording this in mid-May, so, like, I had not gotten out in the sun at all. So my legs, my legs were pale, and they had very dark body hair on them, and they still, like, you couldn't tell. So, anyway, so I was pretty pale, and I made the conscious decision to not get a spray tan because, again, like, this is the way my body is. This is the way my skin looks in the wintertime, and I want this to be an accurate representation of who I am and my body. Like, this is about celebrating the fact that I am being made new through being released from that old relationship and rebuilding my life with God. I want it to be accurate. I don't want to change certain things about the way I look. I don't want it to be a retouched, spray tanned, waxed version of Rebecca. I want it to be an actual, accurate version of Rebecca. So that's one thing that I didn't do, because I just wanted it to be me, and I wanted to send the message to myself and to you that, like, pale skin is not bad. Uneven skin tone is not bad. I noticed in the pictures that my shins were much lighter than, like, my knees and my thighs, and I was like, oh, okay. Like, interesting. My, the skin on my shins and calves wasn't as tan as my thighs and my knees. I was okay. Like, uneven skin tone is like this thing that we have to fight against according to the world, but it's just not. Like, it's literally just your skin, right? Like, there's nothing wrong with having an uneven skin tone. Like, that's okay. And oh, also, I mean, I guess I didn't even really realize this until I saw the pictures, but I have a birthmark, a red birthmark, like, under my bra line, and that was in the pictures. And I have gotten to a place with that birthmark. I used to be so self-conscious of it, and I used to hate it so much when I was younger, but now it's just part of who I am, and I don't even think about it anymore. And now when I see it, I'm like, oh, yeah, there's my birthmark. Like, and that's something that makes me me. And in order to get to that place, I just worked on the truth, which was, this is not a bad thing about me. This is not something that is harming me. This is not something that is harming other people. It's literally just a birthmark. So why am I believing that it's bad and that I need to get it laser removed or retouched in pictures? Like, no, that is part of who Rebecca Biggie is, and God made Rebecca Biggie, and I love Rebecca Biggie, so I'm not going to fight against the things that God made me. And then just, like, repeating that to myself over and over until I just realized, like, it's not a big deal. Also, other people have stopped asking me about it when I stopped being self-conscious of it. The things that you are self-conscious of, other people pick that up, because it's consciousness, right? So if you are thinking about something and you are putting focus on something, other people are going to pick up on that. But if you don't, then other people don't notice it as much. So that's interesting. So my birthmark, like, I didn't really care about that. I wasn't conscious of that. And I didn't ask to, like, have it retouched or anything like that. The other thing I did is with my hair, or I guess the other thing I didn't do is with my hair. I thought about having it curled, because that's more of like a, I don't know, beautiful, whatever. Like, that's another thing that the world tells us, like, women should have curled hair when they want to be beautiful. Like, that's what you do. And, like, who is Rebecca Biggie? Rebecca has straight hair. Like, that's how I look on a normal day. So I wanted it to be representative of how I normally look. Now, did I get a airbrushed makeup and fake eyelashes? Heck yes, I did. Because it was, first of all, included with the photo shoot. So it was for free. Like, I'd already paid for it, so I may as well take advantage. And I wanted to. Like, that was another fun part of it for me. It was fun to have my makeup done. It was fun to have big fake eyelashes that made my eyes look amazing. Like, that was fun for me. The other things would not have been fun for me. They would have had, I would have been doing it to hide or change part of me in order to meet an expectation that someone else had. This was just part of it that I was really looking forward to, and that was fun. So there's kind of the difference between doing something out of insecurity versus doing something out of confidence. Confidence is like, yeah, this part of it's going to be fun, and I don't care if someone judges me for being like, oh, well, you know, you're saying that you're all about being naturally how God made you, but you were wearing makeup. Like, I don't care if someone says that, because this was something that I did for me, for fun, and that was a fun thing, so I did it. Like, that's how I view it. I wasn't doing it because I was afraid of what I would look like without makeup. Like, I might do another one of these photo shoots and literally not do my hair, not do my makeup. Like, I don't know. Maybe I will, but that was a fun part of it for me and I really liked it. So the straight hair, though, was something that I had kind of felt pressured, like I should probably curl my hair. And notice that should word in there. Like, I should probably shave my legs. I should probably get a spray tan. I should probably curl my hair. You should probably not worry about what you should do and do what is going to be fun and do what your body wants you to do. Listen to yourself. Listen to your body. And that should be guiding your decisions more so than the expectations or insecurities. Okay? Another thing you will notice when you see these pictures is that I was only wearing a push-up padded bra in one of the outfits. So I've talked about this before, how I used to be insecure about the fact that I have smaller boobs. Like, I am like a 32C bra size. And if you know anything about bras, like, you'd be like, oh, you have a C cup, like, you have big boobs. No, the 32 band means that I have a very small rib cage, and then the cup size is usually a lot smaller on the smaller bands. So just, okay, anyway, you'll see just how small my boobs are in the photo shoot because I wore a lace bralette in some of the pictures and a very not padded, not push-up bra in some of the pictures. And I really like that because it's showing like, this is my body. This is not the body that I feel I should have or the way I should make my body look to make up for something that I'm missing. I intentionally chose certain outfits so that I would accurately represent, celebrate, and capture the body that God made. It's not even about me. It's about the body God made. And the person who's being renewed through this whole process of the past 5-6 months now. That's what it's about. And the things that I learned from that is that when you stop worrying about the things you can't change about your body, the things that you can't naturally change, like, I can't naturally have bigger boobs. I can't naturally get rid of my birthmark. I can't naturally have my body hair grow differently. I can't naturally make my hair curly, right? Like, these are things about Rebecca that make me me. And when you stop worrying about that and trying to control that, and if you just let that go and realize that the light that's shining through you is the thing that needs to be captured in the picture, like, that is the thing that's going to make it beautiful. That is the thing that is going to make people drawn to you, that's going to make you love those pictures, is how you were feeling in that moment, not what you were looking like. Like, I didn't try to suck in my stomach or flatten my stomach. I honestly wasn't even thinking about the way my stomach looked or the way my arms looked or the way my legs looked. I was just being me. And when Rachel was positioning me or telling me to do certain things, like, I was just trusting her and trusting that it wasn't even about what my body looked like in the picture. It was about how I felt and the feeling, capturing the feeling of that moment. And that is why when I got these pictures back, you can see the joy, you can see the confidence, you can see the happiness and the relaxation and just the effortlessness of that moment, because it's real. I felt joy. I felt comfortable. I felt confident. You can't fake that in the pictures Otherwise, it will fall flat. It won't be as powerful. It won't be as much of a connection because the photos, it's capturing an emotion. And that's what people connect to in pictures, is the emotion of the photo. And if the emotions in your photos, especially during a picture, a photo shoot like this, if the emotion is timidness, if the emotion is insecurity, if the emotion is uncomfortable, like I'm uncomfortable with this, like that's going to come up in the pictures. Maybe not every single one, you know, maybe it will look okay, but you'll remember, right? You'll remember in that moment, I felt insecure. In that moment, I was self-conscious of my thighs. In that moment, I was self-conscious of my cellulite or my body hair or my birthmark or my stretch marks or my whatever. But guess what? In some of the pictures, I noticed that I had some cellulite or that I had a pimple or anything. And I was just like, okay, that's Rebecca. That's my body. That is accurate. And that's what I learned from all of this, that it's okay to accurately capture your body. It is still worthy of being captured if it's not perfect.